If this was a movie, it would be in the genre of the buddy road comedy, the sisterhood of the traveling nuns, and the cast?
Mary Wendolin,
Sister of
The Precious Blood from Dayton, Ohio.
Diane Donahue, Sisters of Social Service
from Los Angeles.
Sister Marge Clark, I'm a BVM, Sisters of Charity of the Blessed Virgin Mary. I am from Dubuque.
Sister Simone Campbell.
Sister Campbell is the executive director of Network, a Catholic lobby in Washington, and she and a rotating group of 15 sisters are taking the show on the road.
Not exactly what you expect when you hear road trip, but this is fun.
Campbell admits that this is all a little unorthodox.
Nuns aren't used to notoriety for themselves. I mean, it's not what we do. We don't draw attention to ourselves. We draw attention to our mission, what we're about.
But she says the spotlight was thrust upon Network by a higher power.
And to be named by the Vatican as a problem? I mean, first of all, I was stunned, shocked, overwhelmed.
So the nuns are pushing back, especially against a United States House Republican budget proposal they disagree with. That proposal was voted for by Congressman Steve King. The sisters are beginning their tour with a stop at King's campaign office in Ames. They're bringing him an alternative budget.
Okay. We told them they were coming, and they said they'd have somebody here to talk to.
We will be out of the office the morning of the 18th. We will meet with voters across the 4th Congressional District. So even though they had an appointment and knew we were coming, they're not here.
Oh, I'm so sad.
Okay.
While Steve King may not be in Ames, a group of about 40 supporters are gathered, holding signs that read, "You go, girls." Supporter Kathy Fromm says this is about more than religion.
I'm a good agnostic. My husband is Jewish, but we're very, very impressed by the dignity, the humility, and the effort these women have been willing to make. And we're just very amazed at the wonderful feelings of the crowd here today. It's been a very nice occasion. I'm almost in tears.
But some aren't so moved by the nuns' take-it-on-the-road approach.
And I think that's the bishop's frustration with the, I'll just say it, with the sisters, in the sense that they'd like to see them work on the whole thing.
That's Tom Chapman. He's with the Iowa Catholic Conference.
Most groups that form tend to focus on, to be just blunt about it, either pro-life issues or traditional social justice issues around the poor.
We'd slit our wrists if we were doing everything. It's not possible. And I might point out that the bishop's office is the bishop in the... In D.C., the bishops give a lot of money to the pro-life office there.
Sister Campbell says the bishops claim the nuns are only focused on part of Catholic social doctrine is, well, a little hypocritical.
The bishop's office gave all of health care policy deciding to the pro-life office. And so everything was driven from that very narrow perspective.
But there's another reason the bishops are a bit concerned with the nuns' timing. That's because it coincides with the Fortnight for Freedom, a nationwide campaign that's focused on religious liberty. It's a response, in part, to the mandate that faith-based organizations cover employees' birth control. Sister Campbell says all of that has nothing to do with the nuns on the bus.
Yeah, the Fortnight for Freedom's happening. That's their thing. This isn't related. But, you know, really, I was thinking about it. We did prayer this morning together, the nuns, and it struck me deeply that what an amazing country where such diverse perspectives can be lifted up as concern for religious liberty. And here we are exercising our religious liberty in these fabulous ways.
As the bus drives on, Sister Campbell checks her email while the other sisters take naps in the back. With 2 weeks and 8 states left to go, there's a lot of ground left to cover. Both this and the Fortnight for Freedom are evidence that politics and religion are increasingly intertwined. On a bus on Highway 30 approaching Cedar Rapids, I'm Sandhya Dirks, Iowa Public Radio News.